hand Kathy Dawes now, along with Riley County Extension Agriculture Agent Greg McClure. All kinds of fun things to talk about. And I hear we have a winter ranch management course coming up that we really do want to highlight, or town hall, I guess, kind of a town hall format.
Well, that's the first one we want to talk about. Winter Ranch Management Seminar coming up on February 15 in Olsburg, Kansas. So the big town of Olsburg, that's across the border into Pottawatomie County, kind of being hosted by Riley, Pott, and Marshall counties. So trying to drag people from all directions to that seminar. Town hall format, Bob Weber, who's at K-State, puts these together. He kind of likes that format. It's kind of your question and answer type of thing. And so you don't really know what you're getting, but we kind of expect winter feeding and cow management, bull buying strategies, preparation for calving and breeding season, vaccination and animal health issues. Those should all be covered because we've got the people there who can answer those questions. Speakers that we've got set up, Bob Weber. So Bob's the genetics guy at K-State. Jamie Lynn Farney, she's a Southeast Area Extension livestock specialist, beef specialist, basically. Dale Blasey, he's at K-State, K-State Extension beef specialist, and actually runs the stalker unit. He's in charge out there. And then A.J. Tarpoff. A.J. is the new Extension beef veterinarian. So those are the people on the Winter Ranch Management Program. That is February 15. That's a Wednesday. Starts at 5 o'clock. We'll run till about 8:30. There's a meal included, and there is a $10 charge. So we need reservations by February the 8th.
I run out of time on those registrations.
Yeah, and registration, that can be done online. That's the easiest. www.pottawatomie.ksu.edu. I think you can access from the Riley County website, too, www.riley.ksu.edu. Riley's easier to spell than Pottawatomie, so, you know, find it any way you can. But sign up by February the 8th if you'd like to attend.
Very good.
I think it'll be a good deal. It's going to be a good workshop. Olsburg, you can't miss the location. It's McCormick Elementary School. If you drive by it more than 5 blocks, you're out of town. You need to turn around and come back. So it's pretty easy to find.
Very good. Do want to remind our listeners, too, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. If you have agriculture-related questions, I'm sure Greg would be happy to answer. Women involved in agriculture, always enjoy talking about this. And I guess it already started this week.
Yeah, this is one that we've been doing this will be the seventh year now. We've had a Women Involved in Agriculture course. So it's a 6-week course, actually started on Tuesday. If someone wanted to enroll, I think they still could, because there were 3 women who actually didn't make it to the first session. So you really wouldn't be behind all of them. You'd just be behind a few of them. The first session was the True Colors session, which is the personality profile thing. But that course is on Tuesdays. It's in Marysville this year. And so we'd done it 6 years. We'd been in Wamego once and 5 other times here in Manhattan, and just thought that it was time to move to a new location and make it a little easier for the Northerners to get to that. Really good deal. If anybody's interested in attending, I think you should sign up. But 6 weeks starting Tuesday going through March 7, basically a number of different economic type issues related to women in ag. This next week, estate planning. Estate planning is on the schedule, and that's always good. Sean Robin does that for us, and he does an excellent job with that.
And marketing, lease law, financial statements, all kinds of different
Quicken.
Things.
Quicken. Record keeping with Quicken. It actually might be QuickBooks, whichever one you want. The extension agent in Wabunsee County teaches that. She does a really good job with it, and if you know her, she's really entertaining. One of my good friends.
While we're on the subject of women in agriculture, it looks like a little farther down the road there's some things going on with that, too.
Yeah, because we've had 6 classes of women in ag, we've had 100 and some women go through that class. We started setting up what we call some Women in Ag 2 classes, and that's what these are. And so while we say they're Women in Ag 2, we invite anybody to attend. And this one on February 17th is on communication and succession planning. I had to convince my wife to attend this. She looked at it and she said, succession planning, I don't need to see that. I said, no, wait a minute, you're missing the main point. The main point on here is the communication part that gets people talking about their business and how to pass their business on, or just talking about how to make their business better. And so I think this is going to be a good workshop. The longer I work in this business, and I'm getting old, Kathy. I've got 31 years now, and so do the math, and you can figure. But 31 years, and it seems like many of the issues we deal with in farming involve communication. You know, we always think we're talking production. I want to produce more, but there's an awful lot of dealing with landlords and, you know, just family members. And the communication that needs to happen is really, really important to growing that business. And so this piece, February 17, is we're billing it as Women in Ag 2, Communication Succession Planning. It's really everyone's welcome, and the first two people to sign up were a couple, and so it's male and female, and so everyone's welcome to that. But February 17, that'll be at Riley County Public Works. That's 6215 Tuttle Creek Boulevard. I've had enough meetings there, I've memorized the address. So February 17, 12:30 to 4 p.m. We'll start with lunch, $10 registration on that one that includes lunch. Presenters are Charlie Griffin and Charlotte Shope Olson. They do an excellent job. Charlie has got kind of counseling experience. Charlotte has that communications experience. They do a real good job working together on this. So I'm expecting that to be a good workshop. February 17, and I need reservations, you know, at least a couple days in advance. And that one can be done at www.riley.ksu.edu.
It's funny because my husband and I are in the midst of estate planning, and a lot of what you're saying is making some sense.
You should attend. I know, and it's hard to get away, but you should attend.
Very good. And then meats, I guess, is going to be the focus of another Women in Ag. We'll go back and catch the coffee shop agronomy, too.
And the other one that we set up as a Women in Ag 2 event, and again, I don't care whether it's male or female, you're welcome to attend this. It's cooking with new and different cuts of meats. This is a repeat of a session that we did a year ago. Travis O'Quinn at K-State, I say he's the new meats specialist, but he's probably been here 3 years now, maybe even four. He put that on for us. We're limited in the number of people we can handle there, somewhere 25 or so. But it's on-site, so because of parking problems, we generally meet over at Potterf Hall about 12:30. We'll shuttle people over there, and then we'll have classroom discussions about different cuts of meat, grading of meats, and then how to cook different meats, and then there's samples. And so, of course, I enjoy the samples. But we went through this a year ago, and we had, I think, 13 women attend that. And when we got done, we said, man, we didn't promote this well enough. This was way too good, and more people should have attended. And so that's all I can tell you. If you want to attend one session this year, I know you will enjoy that one.
I know Coffee Shop Agronomy, you've had some terrific sessions. I know we've talked about them here and there after some of the county meetings. I know you've told county commissioners about it, but several different things going on that way.
Yeah, we had a couple of Coffee Shop Agronomy meetings already. Interestingly, Greg Eystone had one on Totally Tomatoes, and he had a great crowd for that. This was last week, and so there's one that you should have been at. But coming up next is February 9. Crop rotations and sequencing. So the question of why certain crops should or should not follow other crops, including different kinds of cover crops. And so Craig Rosenboom will be the speaker on that. That's February 9. We do those at Nelson's Landing, 10:30 to noon. So we start promptly at 10:30. We adjourn promptly at noon. And we're pretty good about that. We're going to keep that schedule. If anybody wants to stick around to visit with the speaker, you know, hang on to him as long as you can, but we'll adjourn those so people can get out of there. So next one is February 9. 2 weeks after that, February 23rd, will be the final one of this season. So the winter is kind of going fast here. Dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds will be Dallas Peterson, the speaker on that. Probably going to be a hot topic because we've got more and more herbicide-resistant weeds. Dallas is always a popular speaker. He's local, and so he's got lots of friends in the area, and he's good enough that being local doesn't work against him. You know, you're supposed to be 30 miles away from home to be an expert, but Dallas is good enough that he's an expert even when he's right at home. So that's February 23rd. Same day, Greg Eystone has another presentation in a different room, same time, effective irrigation techniques. So February 23rd.
As you were talking about the herbicide, what was I heard out of California that they were putting, they got approval finally? Was it, I don't know if it, what particular one it was, but it had something to do with can cause cancer, and they were allowed to label it that way or something like that.
Well, you got me on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
yeah,
one was.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and do a little more research. Well, anything else while we have you? I mean, we've covered a lot of territory.
Did we get the date on that meets session, March 10?
Let's go back. Okay.
Is that March 10? Mm-hmm. I don't know whether we did that or not, but that meets class, March 10, and again, it'll be on campus, but we'll meet. It's a 1-5 deal on campus, but we'll meet at 12:30 out at Potter Hall to shuttle people over there. So cooking with new and different cuts of meats, March 10. And that's one that I really think that you'd want to attend. And I got to figure out how to get you off work on that day so you can get there, because you would enjoy this one too. $10 charge. You need to sign up at least a couple days in advance.
Very good. Well, nice to have you again, as always. Greg McClure, Riley County Extension Agriculture Agent. We'll take a break, and when we come back, Kansas State Assistant Professor of Political Science, Dr. Nate Burkhead. I bet we have some interesting things to chat about with the new president and some of the changes that are going on. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.